a podcast from Patriots.com.
Dude, check it out. This is the sweetest thing I've ever done.
For information on this or any other Patriots podcast, visit Patriots.com.
I thought Googling yourself meant the other thing.
Now, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly and Lori Baranski.
And for it seems like the 97th straight podcast, no Lori Baranski, but you do have the writers of Patriots Football Weekly, Tom Casale, Paul Perillo, joining me, Andy Hart, here, Gillette Stadium for a roster report, an exciting one this week. Patriots made a number of big moves after rookie minicamp. They signed nose tackle Steve Fifita, a veteran, two-year veteran. They also signed tight end Tyson Devery, a rookie tryout guy from minicamp. And punter Mike Dragosevich, another tryout guy from minicamp. They waived tackle Josh Kaufman and defensive lineman and a good friend of mine, Carlos Feliciano, who had a tough camp apparently along with his boy Kaufman.
So Paul, you know I don't speak Spanish.
Obviously we don't know much about these undrafted rookies, but as a second-year veteran, I'm sure you've become familiar with a guy that played in the division last year. I think he actually played in like 15 games for the Dolphins. Tell us a little bit about nose tackle Steve Fifita and what he brings to this team.
Yeah, once again, Andy, you throw it to me and I have absolutely nothing to add. What am I going to tell you?
I mean, Paul, I'm looking at his bio here. 13 games he played at Utah.
Started once, twice?
He started one game for the Dolphins last year and played in 13 games. 6 feet, 312-pound fire hydrant.
Obviously, the size to compete for a backup nose tackle spot with still looking for that guy that maybe can spell Vince Wilfork or worst case scenario. What are you talking about?
Wait. You said spell Vince Wilfork. Wait. I figured it was a lame podcast. We got to have a lame joke to go with it.
Your inability to actually flirt with Lori today is really taking a turn for
the worse. All right. I got a question for you guys since
the strongest guy in the draft a couple of years ago.
Okay, there you go. See, Tom gave you a factoid.
That and Mike Kudlow, whatever that guy's name for Ohio State, will get you nothing in the NFL. Nothing. More importantly, since we don't really have a lot to add about those guys, the only guy with a chance to making the team is who?
What?
Dragosevich, I would say.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, out of that?
Because he's a punter, and by the nature of the position, if you boom some kicks, you could be on a roster. But I want to ask you guys, as part of the roster report, the draft. Bill Belichick said it, younger, faster defense. They targeted linebackers and cornerbacks. I think we all agreed those were the two biggest positions of need. At this point, with the young guys, the veterans, whatever, Victor Hobson, which is the weaker point now heading towards training camp in the season? Linebacker or cornerback?
Safety.
Let's see, they're returning two starters from last year and another player, Brandon Merriweather, and he picked safety.
Well, there's only three players.
You only need two.
I know, but if with Harrison, I don't know if he can go 16 games. Now you kind of stuck
there. It's going to be different.
Depth-wise, I think right now safety, with the three guys you mentioned, they're fine. But depth-wise, I think after adding everybody, like you just said, on linebacker and corner, to me, that's the...
See, the way I would look at it is, safety, you have two starters, and you even have a pretty good backup in Merriweather or some combination of those three. Corner, the returning starter is a guy that we've questioned over the years. We just left a PFW luncheon upstairs where I had a fan tell me, is it just me or does Ellis Hobbs stink?
I just talked to a security guard upstairs, told me that we needed a safety. So I'm going with him.
So I
need a fullback.
I would go with corner. That would be my, because I think we're returning a guy that we all don't like how he played and didn't like how he developed last year. And whatever you think of Weekly and how quick he looked in minicamp and Fernando Bryan, and he tells me he's going to be consistent, so I buy it, hook, line, and sinker. I mean, there's a chance your corners are a real weakness. That's how I look at it.
I mean, I think that maybe that there's a bigger chance for the weakness to be at corner rather than linebacker. But I think, in general, the depth at both spots was addressed. And I think that if things pan out, I think they'll be okay. But I don't feel that much better about the linebackers than I do the cornerbacks. As you pointed out that you think if Ellis Hobbs isn't, what are you trying to figure out over there?
Gary's got Rico Suave playing in the background, Gerardo.
I don't think
more distracting than that. Mexican rap.
What is wrong with him? Seriously, what is wrong with him? He's disturbed.
Okay, go.
I don't think that Hobbs is that much of a much more of a question mark than wondering if Victor Hobson is going to be able to be a legitimate starter inside with Brewski.
Right.
At this stage of his career, I don't think Brewski's a sure thing. So I think there's some depth there with Mayo being signed and Crable being drafted and Crable being drafted on the outside, so you might have those rotations again.
Which position are you saying is weaker?
I think probably corner is weaker, but I don't feel any better really about either one until I actually see them get out there and play.
See, I look at it. I mean, I think you have two very good players at linebacker on the outside.
With Thomas and Vrabel.
With Thomas and Vrabel. And maybe one of them on the inside, depending on what you need to do or want to do. Or, you know, our boy Vince Red surprises in training camp. And when he's a starter, you move one of those guys inside. But, you know, I look at corner. I think you could have two questions. I mean, are we really going to say that, okay, week to week, Ellis Hobbs is the strength of our corners and the other starter is the weakness?
Yeah, I don't think that's going to be the case. I don't think that you'll be looking at it and say Ellis Hobbs is the guy you can count on. I think Ellis Hobbs is that guy. He's just a starter. I don't think he's the guy you sit there and say, well, we're all set on that side. And I don't think he'll ever be that guy.
But the good news is the Patriots had the number one pass defense in football last year.
That's true.
All they lost was Asante Samuel, an all-pro corner. But, I mean, in theory, you had the number one pass defense in football. One player shouldn't make a difference.
And you add, you know, with the youth with Wheatley and, you know, who knows, Will Hite. I know that we're not as high on him. And then you add the veterans with Bryant and Webster and I don't know, maybe Lewis Sanders or someone else. And then you have Brandon Merriweather, I think, is kind of an X factor in the whole secondary situation, because I think you're going to get a lot more out of him this year and with the year two kind of leap that we've seen a lot of Patriots do. Where he makes that contribution, I don't know. Maybe it's just as an extra defensive back in sub packages. But he's a solid guy, you know, the solid nickel back, where he could play in the slot, he could play it back as a safety, he could play maybe even in the mix as a starting corner. I don't know. I think he's going to add a lot more to the secondary.
All right, and before we wrap this up, Tom, I'll answer your safety concerns with one thing. I've seen Bill Belichick make safeties that were good enough. I'm of the belief you can't make corners that are good enough.
Okay.
Artrell Hawkins, we'll take Eugene Wilson, make him a safety.
A very astute fan told me that we needed a safety and a fullback if we wanted to win the Super Bowl. I'm going with it.
Well, if we're going to go by positions, they don't have a fullback really on the roster, so maybe that's the weakest position.
I agree.
Maybe that's the difference between them winning Super Bowls and not winning them. They need a fullback.
They should have drafted Owen Schmidt.
I agree. Broken face masks and all. That's going to wrap up another exciting, exciting off-season roster report podcast here on Patriots.com. Check in again next Friday, and maybe the manager, Lori Baranski, will be back.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.